Welcome to Hot Off the Wire, a daily podcast that looks at the top news, business, sports, and entertainment stories as reported by the Associated Press. I'm Terry Lipschitz, managing editor at the National Newsroom at Lee Enterprises and your curator of news. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire through Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss daily news updates. And now the latest headlines.
AP News, I'm Marcela Sanchez. The search continues for a TV host's missing mother. AP correspondent Haya Panjwani has more.
Authorities believe Savannah Guthrie's mother was taken against her will. Law enforcement say that they believe the 84-year-old mother of the Today Show host was kidnapped, abducted, or otherwise taken against her will. Pima County Sheriff Chris Nanos said at a news conference Monday that it's imperative Nancy Guthrie is found soon because she could die without her medication.
So we make a plea to anyone who knows anything about this, who has seen something, heard something, to contact us. Call 911.
Guthrie was last seen around 9:30 p.m. Saturday at her home in the Tucson, Arizona area, where she lived alone. Guthrie had limited mobility, and officials don't believe she left on her own. The sheriff says Guthrie was of sound mind, and her disappearance was not dementia-related. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A federal judge has blocked the Trump administration from ending temporary protected status for Haitians in the U.S. Without that protection, about 350,000 Haitians could face deportation to Haiti.
Temporary protected status has allowed roughly 350,000 Haitians to live and work in the U.S. It's a designation that can be granted by the Secretary of Homeland Security if conditions in a country are deemed unsafe for return due to natural disaster, political instability, or other dangers. Homeland Security says Haiti's TPS was granted following an earthquake that took place over 15 years ago. It was set to end Tuesday after Secretary Kristi Noem determined conditions had improved and Haiti was now safe. But the country's also been plagued by gang violence that's displaced hundreds of thousands of people. In blocking the termination, U.S. District Judge Anna Reyes wrote the plaintiffs were likely to prevail on the merits of the case, and she found it substantially likely that Secretary Noem preordained her termination decision because of hostility to non-white immigrants. I'm Ben Thomas.
Prosecutors in Paris raided the offices of Elon Musk's social media platform X as part of a preliminary investigation into a range of alleged offenses, including spreading child sexual abuse images and deepfakes. The investigation was opened in January last year by the prosecutor's cybercrime unit. The son of Norway's crown princess pleaded not guilty to rape charges today, as his trial began for multiple alleged offenses. Today marked the first of several weeks of proceedings in a case that has cast a shadow on the royal family's image. More information at apnews.com. This is AP News. An internal document shows the Vietnamese military is preparing for a possible American war.
The document, reported on Tuesday, highlights Vietnam's fear of a U.S.-backed uprising, similar to past color revolutions, viewing the U.S. as a belligerent power. Despite a 2023 strategic partnership with the U.S. under the Biden administration, Vietnam remains wary of American influence. Analysts say the military's concerns reflect deep-seated fears of external threats to the communist regime. The U.S. State Department has emphasized the partnership's benefits, while experts note Vietnam's balancing act between U.S. and Chinese relations. China is Vietnam's largest two-way trade partner, while the U.S. is its largest export market. The document also underscores ongoing tensions within Vietnam's leadership. I'm Karen Chamas.
And I'm Marcela Sanchez, AP News.
Don Lemon says that about a dozen federal agents came to his Los Angeles hotel to arrest him last week. The independent journalist told ABC Late Night host Jimmy Kimmel that's even though his attorney had told authorities he would turn himself in to face federal civil rights charges. Lemon said on the show Jimmy Kimmel Live that sending the agents was a waste of resources. Lemon was indicted last week on federal civil rights charges over his coverage of an anti-immigration enforcement protest that disrupted a service at a Minnesota church. Lemon's attorney has said Lemon plans to plead not guilty. He told reporters he will not be silenced after he was released in response to a judge's orders. I'm Haya Pinjwani.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer has been advancing criminal contempt of Congress charges against both former President Bill Clinton and former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton for defying a congressional subpoena to testify in the panel's investigation into convicted sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Epstein donated to Bill Clinton's 1992 presidential campaign and Hillary Clinton's joint fundraising committee ahead of her 2000 Senate campaign. The former president had a well-documented relationship with Epstein in the late 1990s and early 2000s. However, he's not been accused of wrongdoing. Attorneys for the Clintons emailed the oversight panel saying the pair will appear for depositions on mutually agreeable dates. Still, Comer says an agreement has not been reached to avoid a contempt vote. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The Homeland Security Department is making a shift for its officers on the ground in Minneapolis. Amid public scrutiny of how immigration enforcement agents are behaving, Democrats like House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries have been demanding it.
The American people want to see body cameras turned on.
Now, Secretary Kristi Noem says every Homeland Security officer on the ground will be immediately issued such cameras, including ICE officers. She says the program's being expanded nationwide as the money is available. President Biden ordered 4 years ago that federal law enforcement officers wear body cameras. President Trump rescinded the directive after taking office. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The Justice Department says it's taken down several thousand documents and media that may have inadvertently included victim-identifying information since it began releasing the latest batch of documents related to financier Jeffrey Epstein Friday. That release of sensitive information drew an outcry from victims and their lawyers, the DOJ blaming the release on mistakes that were technical or human error. The issue came up Monday at the sex trafficking trial for the Alexander brothers in New York. Their lawyers asking a judge for a mistrial because their names came up in the Epstein documents without necessary redactions. The Justice Department also saying remaining documents to be released were primarily related to civil litigation that might require a judge's approval to be made public. I'm Julie Walker.
President Trump says he plans to lower tariffs on the world's most populous nation. Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has agreed to stop buying Russian oil. In return, the president says he will lower tariffs on Indian goods from 25% to 18%. He'd been pushing Modi for months to stop taking advantage of reduced Russian oil prices. The president's long said he thinks targeting Moscow's oil revenue is the best way to end the war in Ukraine. The agreement with India comes as U.S. negotiators are expected to hold more three-way talks on a war endgame this week in Abu Dhabi. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
The father of a five-year-old boy detained by immigration officers in Texas denies abandoning his son. Adrian Conejo Arias is originally from Ecuador. He tells ABC News he loves his son, Liam, and disputes claims from the Department of Homeland Security that he left his child in a vehicle. Assistant Homeland Security Secretary Tricia McLaughlin said Arias fled on foot, leaving his son behind. Arias claims he was unjustly arrested and is in the U.S. legally with a pending asylum hearing. A federal judge ordered their release over the weekend, and they returned to Minnesota. Meanwhile, as neighbors celebrated the boy's return, police said school in the Minneapolis suburb of Columbia Heights, where he attends class, was canceled after bomb threats were called in. I'm Julie Walker.
Faith leaders and hundreds of mostly white supporters gathered at St. John Missionary Baptist Church in Springfield, Ohio, to support Haitian migrants fearing the end of their temporary protective status in the U.S., which is set to expire Tuesday.
Haitian workers are central to the life of this region.
Bishop Dwayne Royster.
Removing families and workers from Clark County will not strengthen Springfield. It will destabilize it.
Last year, the Department of Homeland Security announced plans to end TPS for about 500,000 Haitians, citing improved conditions in the Caribbean country. Many in the Springfield Haitian community are staying home, stockpiling supplies, and signing caregiver affidavits that might keep their children out of foster care if they get detained or deported. After clashing with the Trump administration over deportations to a notorious prison in El Salvador, it's now been revealed that a misconduct complaint against U.S. District Judge James E. Boasberg was dismissed in December. The Justice Department alleged that Boasberg made comments at a closed-door conference last year that the Trump administration would trigger a constitutional crisis by disregarding federal court rulings. The March 2025 meeting took place days before Boasberg issued an order blocking deportation flights. Chief Judge Jeffrey Sutton of the 6th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals says that the Justice Department did not provide proof of Boasberg's actual comments and that such comments, if made, would not be in violation of ethics rules. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
U.S. Attorney General Pam Bondi announced two more arrests in the St. Paul Church protests. A grand jury in Minnesota has indicted 9 people on federal charges of conspiracy and interfering with the First Amendment rights of worshipers during the protest at the city's church in St. Paul. That's where an ICE official is a pastor. The protest generated strong objections from the Trump administration. Those facing civil rights charges include independent journalists Don Lemon and Georgia Fort, who were among 4 people arrested Friday. 3 others were arrested earlier in the week, including prominent local activist Nakima Levi Armstrong. Arcela Pinjuani.
NASA ran into a leak while fueling its new moon rocket in one final make-or-break test before sending astronauts on a lunar fly-around. The launch team began loading the rocket with super cold hydrogen and oxygen, but quickly encountered a hydrogen leak. NASA says launch controllers are trying to solve the problem using methods developed for the only other space launch system 3 years ago. That first test flight had numerous leaks before finally taking off. The all-day operation will determine when the crew of 3 Americans and 1 Canadian can blast off on NASA's first manned lunar voyage in more than half a century. A Virginia man who was having an affair with a family's Brazilian au pair has been found guilty of murdering his wife and another man lured to the house as a fall guy.
Brendan Robert Banfield, defendant, find the defendant guilty of aggravated murder of Joseph Ryan and Christine Banfield as part of the same act or transaction.
Brandon Banfield told police he came across Joseph Ryan attacking his wife with a knife in 2023. The then IRS law enforcement officer shot Ryan. Then the au pair shot him as well. Prosecutors say the pair used a fake social media account to lure Ryan to the house to frame him for Christine Banfield's murder. Banfield also admitted to having other affairs. The jury deliberated nearly 9 hours before reaching a guilty verdict. A Northern Arizona University student has died after a night of drinking at an off-campus fraternity event, leading to the arrest of 3 fraternity members and an investigation by the school. The 18-year-old male student was found unresponsive at a home by police officers Saturday after bystanders performed CPR but were not successful in reviving him. Police say the student had attended a rush event for the Delta Tau Delta fraternity Friday night. The international leader of that fraternity, which is based in Indiana, says the group encourages its members to participate in the investigation and is committed to understanding what led to it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
I'm Seth Sutel, and this is the AP Markets Report. Stocks closed higher on Wall Street, breaking a 3-day losing streak. The S&P 500 added 0.5% Monday, finishing just shy of the record it set last week. The Dow Jones Industrial Average climbed 515 points. That's about 1.1%. The Nasdaq Composite gained 0.6%. Trading in precious metals took some more sudden turns. The price of silver erased a 9% loss from overnight, briefly pulled higher, then closed lower. Gold briefly sank below $4,500 an ounce. Treasury yields moved higher in the bond market. The yield on the 10-year Treasury climbed to 4.28%. Seth Sutel, New York.
Big or small, sleek or shaggy, they're all trying for the top prize at the Westminster Kennel Club Dog Show in its milestone 150th year. Judging happens Monday and Tuesday in New York. Best in Show is awarded Tuesday night at Madison Square Garden. Winners get a title, a ribbon, a trophy, but no cash. Some 2,500 dogs from 212 breeds and varieties are signed up to compete. There are some buzzy, big winning contenders, but every competing dog comes in as a title champion, so anything can happen at the U.S.'s most prestigious canine competition. Julie Walker, New York.
AP Sports, I'm Gethin Coolball. Alperen Şengün stuffed the stat sheet with 39 points and 16 rebounds to pace the 31-17 Rockets past the Pacers 118-114. Houston coach Ime Udoka.
Got the same great looks and cashed them in tonight, but obviously felt a little bit better, had a little more bounce in the step. Attack the matchups and made the right plays.
Tyrese Maxey's 7 threes and 29 points led the 76ers to their fourth straight win, 128-113 over the Clippers. College hoops, Arizona remains number one, while Michigan jumped UConn for number two in the men's AP Top 25 poll. Louisville rose to sixth, and UConn and UCLA are numbers one and two in the women's poll. MLB, the Mariners acquired All-Star Brendan Donovan from the Cardinals in a three-team trade with the Rays, and NHL, Barry Trotz is retiring as general manager of the Predators. The NFL will play its first regular season game ever in France next season, with the New Orleans Saints set to travel to Paris later this year. The league will also head back to Mexico City for the first time since 2022. The league on Monday announced plans to play a game at Stade de France next season. It also announced a multi-year deal to keep playing regular season games at Real Madrid's Santiago Bernabeu Stadium and a game to be played in Mexico City in December. The NFL released a statement Monday on New York Giants co-owner Steve Tisch, whose name showed up more than 400 times in files released by the U.S. Justice Department regarding Jeffrey Epstein. The statement said the NFL is aware of the reports and will look into the matter, quote, to understand the facts, end quote. The statement came before Commissioner Roger Goodell was scheduled to hold his annual State of the League address to kick off Super Bowl week. Three Southern Alberta Mustangs junior hockey players were killed Monday morning in a vehicle crash while heading to practice. RCMP said it responded to the crash at an intersection with Highway 2 in Stavely, about an hour's drive south of Calgary. J.J. Wright and Cameron Casorso, both 18 years old from Kamloops, British Columbia, and 17-year-old Caden Fina, Birmingham, Alabama, were killed. RCMP said the crash involved a northbound semi-truck pulling gravel and a small passenger vehicle going east. The driver of the semi, a 40-year-old man from Stavely, sustained minor injuries. I'm Gethin Coolball.
Russia has launched a major attack on Ukraine a day before U.S. brokered talks between Russia and Ukraine were scheduled in Abu Dhabi. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said the attack was comprised of 450 drones and 70 missiles. Zelensky said that Russia targeted the power grid again in five regions of Ukraine in a bid to deny civilians light, heating and water during a harsh winter. At least 10 people were wounded. In Kyiv, four people were injured in overnight Russian strikes. According to the Ukrainian State Emergency Service, Russian drones hit civilian infrastructure in various districts of the capital. Footage showed a fire on the top floors of a tall residential building and firefighters arriving at the scene. Zelensky urged allies to send more air defense supplies and increase pressure on Russia. I'm Karen Shamas.
Police in Norway arrested Marius Borg Hoiberg, the eldest son of Norway's crown princess Mette Marit, on Sunday, just before his trial on rape and abuse charges. Hoiberg is accused of assault, threats with a knife, and violation of a restraining order. New allegations for offenses, police say, took place over the weekend. The district court in Oslo granted a request to keep him in custody on the grounds he might reoffend. His criminal trial begins Tuesday. Hoiberg faces a 38-count indictment that alleges rape and abuse against a former partner and violence against another, death threats, traffic violations, and transporting marijuana. The case is not the only scandal testing Norwegians' fondness for their royal family. His mother, the crown princess, is facing renewed scrutiny after the latest batch of documents released from the Jeffrey Epstein files showed friendly emails they exchanged, including one in 2012 where Epstein said he was looking for a wife. In a statement, the princess apologized for her ties to the disgraced American financier and expressed solidarity with his victims. I'm Jennifer King.
He was recently Britain's ambassador to Washington, but his friendship with Jeffrey Epstein cost him that post. Now, Peter Mandelson is facing demands he come clean about his relationship with the late sex offender after new revelations. Mandelson resigned from the governing Labour Party on Sunday following new claims he received payments from Epstein two decades ago. Although he denied the claims, Mandelson said he was stepping down to avoid causing what he called further embarrassment. British Swedish Prime Minister Keir Starmer is urging Mandelson to also resign from the House of Lords. The accusations stem from a trove of more than 3 million pages of documents relating to Epstein released by the US Department of Justice. The European Union's top diplomat has rejected calls for a Europe-wide army. Speaking at the Oslo Security Conference in Norway, EU Foreign Policy Chief Kaja Kallas said,
"You can't, you know, create a separate army, you know, besides the army that you already have, because in terms of crisis, what is the most important is the chain of command. Who gives orders to whom? And if you have, like, the European army and then you have the NATO, then, you know, the ball just falls between the chairs, and this is extremely, extremely dangerous."
Talk of a European army has resurfaced amid tensions within NATO over President Donald Trump's threats to seize Greenland. NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte recently stated that Europe is incapable of defending itself without US military support. He said Europe would have to more than double current military spending targets to be able to do so. The new round of US brokered talks on ending the war in Ukraine is set to go ahead this week. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov confirmed to reporters on Monday that another round of talks between Russia, the US and Ukraine will take place on Wednesday and Thursday in Abu Dhabi. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky confirmed he would send a delegation. The talks reportedly were postponed due to scheduling conflicts. The key sticking points that are delaying an agreement revolve around Russia's condition that it keeps occupied Ukrainian territories, while its drones and missiles continue to bombard civilian areas. Ukraine is taking steps to prevent Russia from using Starlink satellite services to steer its drones. I'm Karen Shamas.
I'm Terry Lipschitz, thanking you for listening. Audio provided by the Associated Press. Be sure to subscribe to Hot Off the Wire on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts so you don't miss an episode.